The sun was shining today on New Orleans as 2,000 Tulane University students took part in the school's first commencement since Hurricane Katrina. The storm had put most of the campus underwater. Today's keynote speakers, former presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush, recognized the students for their courage and tenacity. NPR's Cheryl Corley has our report.
Tulane's graduation had all the markings of a New Orleans celebration, along with the speeches. There were Mardi Gras beads, balloons, and music. As a jazz band played, the students twirled white handkerchiefs that bore an emblem of the city. Nearly 90% of Tulane students returned for the school's spring semester. Graduate Paul Matthews, a 22-year-old political science major from New Orleans who lost his home in the storm, called today special.
I'm able to bring all my family and friends from Georgia and Texas who have lost their homes, and just coming back for this one event to celebrate this great accomplishment. And also, it's just a great opportunity just to show how New Orleans is coming back, and that the Tulane New Orleans community is going to show how strong and how much resolve that we really have.
Usually, Tulane holds its commencement in the Superdome, which was heavily damaged by Hurricane Katrina. The graduation was moved this year to the city's arena. Tulane president Dr. Scott Cowan said the graduation was a miracle, and he thanked the school's staff and the students' parents and family members.
Despite the misgivings and concerns you must have felt, you allowed your sons or daughters or your sisters or your brothers to return to New Orleans and Tulane University. You are our believers. Thank you for your trust and for making our miracle a reality.
As they walked into the arena, former Presidents Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush received a standing ovation. The two have raised nearly $130 million for victims of Hurricane Katrina. President Bush told the students what he had seen during the fundraising effort is proof that people care.
And when I look at what happened along the Gulf Coast, I still believe in heroes. When I look at our world, the good I see far outweighs the bad, which maybe explains why I'm a real optimist about the future that you all will be facing.
President Clinton congratulated the students on their public service.
So as you gave 38,000 hours of volunteer service in the wake of Katrina, I ask all of you, whatever you do with your lives, to try to find some space in it, always, to be a private citizen doing public good.
Clinton told the students the work of individuals outside of government and in nonprofit groups is sweeping the globe. After the president spoke, the students began receiving their degrees. But there was also a surprise guest, native Louisianan comedian Ellen DeGeneres. She got more applause than the two former presidents, and she offered this bit of life advice.
Really, I came up with, you know, to take care of yourselves, because when you're younger, you don't really listen. Your parents tell you, and so I really want to say it's exfoliate, hydrate is first, then exfoliate, and then moisturize, and then exercise, and then floss. So HIMIF, if you can remember that that way, HIMIF.
And with that, the celebration began. Balloons dropped from the ceiling and the music resumed as the 2006 Tulane graduation ended in a traditional New Orleans second-line parade. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.